All right, this is the Newbie Bloggers Group. It's how to create and monetize your blog. And so I want to just find out where everyone is coming to us from. And Ruby's microphone's not working, so she'll have to chat with us over in the chat on her answers. And then I can share them so that they get into the recording. So I'm Kathy Binner. I am in Columbus, Ohio area, just outside of Columbus, Ohio, in a little town called Canal Winchester. And I have this group called the Newbie Bloggers, How to Create and Monetize Your Blog. You can go to kathybinner.com and scroll down my homepage on my website, and you can find all the replays to this free meetup. So if you wanted to go back and listen, because we go through all the steps, and so you can go back and listen through all those, and if you'd like, and just educate yourself. There's also a course there. And then there's also a mastermind. And there are several of us in a mastermind where we're actually getting down in the weeds a little more on putting together our blogs. And so I do have a blog, and my blog is called freestyleliving.net is the actual link. It's freestyleliving.net. That is my blog. And so I want to know your name, of course, we can see on the screen, but where you are coming to us from, and then are you blogging already? And if you are, you know, kind of where are you in the process? And so I am going to turn it over to my co-mod now to introduce herself, which is Sally Sutter.
Hi, I'm Sally. I am actually very close to Kathy, not just in the, not just in the Zoom, but living outside of Canal Winchester also. I am a travel agent. The name of my company is Mermaid Travel. I do have a blog, and it's called embracetheunexpected.net. That's where you can find it. I blog, but I haven't been very active. I'll admit that, because sometimes, unless you set a time that, like, this time, this week, every day, or not every day, but this time, a certain day of week, you're going to blog. It's hard to get around to doing that. So
yes.
So I don't know where all you are, but I do have that blog. And the last time I posted was, I don't remember.
But you're making memories. You're out there making
memories, Sally. Because
yes, you're out there. She's a travel agent, and tell us your last trip you just got back from.
Italy.
So yeah, it's a little hard to sit down and say I'm going to blog when you're in the middle of Italy. Yeah.
Yes, but I have wonderful pictures, and I've set them up like almost as a PowerPoint presentation, so I can go and make presentations and do that, because we went, I got married in March, and we went on a train trip in May, cross-country train trip. I have beautiful pictures of that trip, and that's my next blog. That was in May, but that's my next blog.
I get it. But you know what? The good news is that you've gone through the process. You found your platform. You've customized it to what it is that you're doing. You've written some blogs. You've published those blogs. You are promoting them across your social media. And now you're ready to monetize by pointing folks back to your travel trip. So you've done all the steps. And so for those of you that are listening, those are the steps. First of all, we find, and I'll just jump in and say this, so as you're talking, you can kind of let us know where you are in the process, but you choose your blog name to begin with. It's your overarching blog name that kind of encompasses everything you want to write about. And then you have to find a platform. Where are you going to kind of house this blog? You know, where is it going to sit? And then once you find your platform, you want to customize it to make it look like you, and you know, and kind of brand it, if you will. And then you're going to start writing and publishing your blog post. And then from there, you need to promote your blog post, and then you're going to monetize the entire blog. So Sally is well on her way, and she's creating content on all these trips. Now she just needs to kind of, you know, get them in there. So anyway, I get that. So Sally, good job. Allegra, how about you? Where are you? Give us your name, where you're physically located, and then where are you in the whole blogging process?
Well, I'm Allegra, and I'm about 30 minutes north of Atlanta.
Okay.
And I am at zero again. I've tried this several times, and I've never been able to go all the way through it as far as getting the blog. I'll start blogging, and then I fall off. And then I just haven't had the consistency. And then COVID happened, and the world turned upside down on us. But for me right now, my husband and I are pastors, and we do a lot of ministry in Spain and in France. But then when COVID happened, everything, you know, sort of stopped. I also do a lot, I life coach, and I coach women around the quest for joy. What I'm finding right now is so many people, you know, they're unhappy, they're lonely, they're feeling insecure, and they're looking for to be happy. And so I'm trying to work with people toward finding joy in their lives and to be able to get up every day and have purpose and peace. So I am at zero. Even though I've walked through this process, I'd love to walk through it again and this time get it. And actually okay. do it all well, the way through.
Well, I'm gonna do just a little bit of coaching with Allegra right now. And so the rest of you can benefit from this. First of all, you have to really zero down on your why, mm-hmm. which I think mm-hmm. you have that because, mm-hmm. you know, because of being a life coach and you know your why. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to say to you. Your audience is missing your message. Your audience is missing your message. If you have a big audience out there that already needs what you have. Okay. Are you with me? You have mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. You have it. There's a big audience out there that needs what you have right here. And unless you put it out there, they're not going to receive it because they don't know it yet, but they're waiting for you. And so think about how many folks you should be helping that you're not helping because you've not launched this blog. This blog is a way that they can get to know your voice. They get to know, like, and trust you. Then they start to gravitate toward you, toward your tribe, and becoming a part of your tribe. And then they start buying into your life coaching because they say, this gal gets me. And the only way that they're going to hear that message is if you put it out there. And a blog is such an easy way to put that message out there. And so that's your deepest why. You already have it. You've got everything right here that your audience needs. And I'm going to be a little, this, I don't mean it to sound harsh, but you're cheating your audience, Allegra.
You know what? You've been, if you have been in my closet or in my head or something, I don't know where you've been. I'm like, this is a, thank you. I mean, I needed that spanking. Thank you very much.
Because again, you've got the why. You know what your message is and you've perfected your message. So now, you know, just, it's get it just out. It's a great opportunity for you to share it and it will grow your tribe.
Okay. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good. So thank you for sharing. Noé, did I say that again correctly? I may have lost my pronunciation.
No, you said it correctly.
Noé. Okay. Tell us about you.
I've been on and off the blog many times, switched domains many times. Now I have something that I want to continue with. I have about 400 visitors a month, so it isn't getting traction. So I was wondering if I should, or no, not if I should, what niche I'm in, because I'm just too much about, oh, I can blog about this, I can blog about that, everything, and not any structure with it. So that's currently the case.
And where are you coming to us from?
From the Netherlands.
From the Netherlands. Oh, my favorite place in the world. That's my ancestry. Yeah. Yeah, my mother's family is from the Netherlands. And so my last big trip was to Amsterdam. So yes, I love it there. So nice. Welcome. Well, and again, just a little bit of coaching that everyone can benefit from. Number one, I would say for you, Noé, is to actually perfect what your message is. What is your deepest message that you want to get out? Your overarching message. And I'll give you a couple of examples. My overarching message is to create passive income because I believe all of us can live our dream a lot better and spend time perfecting our dream if we don't have to worry if the bills are paid. And so a lot of times, you know, we get caught up that, oh, we got to do this or do that. But I'd rather be, let's say you want to be a writer. So I'd rather be writing, but I got to go to work and pay the rent first. And so I say, you know, think about what that overarching message is. Mine is that you should create some passive income so that you can live your dream life and your freestyle living. So what is your overarching message? Once you determine what that is, once you narrow that down on what that is, then you can start blogging about that. because that's going to be your passion. That's going to be your purpose. And that's what you're going to turn into passive income by creating some products and services around your blog. So what kinds of things are you blogging about currently? Let me ask you that.
Currently, let me see it the last few months. How to pick the perfect development computer, some technical things about Laravel and how to run it, the most comprehensive PHP code analysis, Linux shell world cards. It's just anything that crosses my mind and which is closely related to my subject.
Okay, if you could run a thread through all of the things that you've written about so far, what would be the common theme?
Programming.
Okay, so you're going to blog about programming. So at this point, you would create a name for your blog that your audience would recognize that has to do with programming.
Right.
And then once you have that name, here's what I'm going to say. Don't worry about what platform you choose, because getting your message out there and getting started is better than waiting for that perfect platform. And here's why. When you blog, a lot of times, once you put your blog out there, I mean, okay, let me say this. How many of us Google something, you know, on any search engine? I'm using the term Google. But let's say you search for something on your computer and all of these articles come up and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's response is exactly what I'm looking for. And here's another one. This is great information. How many times have you looked to see what platform they published that on?
Never.
Never. So your readers don't care what platform you're on. So getting your message out there is more important than choosing the perfect platform. And they're all very similar. When you line up all of these platforms and look at all of the pros and cons and what they offer, they're all very similar. So choose one and start blogging. But get all of your blogging material under that umbrella of programming. And choose a blog name that kind of says that to your audience. What does your audience, what do they want to look like after they have followed you for a while? So for me, mine is all about passive income. You can invest in real estate, you can write, you can blog, you can do all these things to create passive income, because everyone that wants passive income really doesn't want passive income. They want freedom from their financial situation. That's what they want. And so I named my blog Freestyle Living. And my podcast is Freestyle Living, because that's what they want. They want freestyle living. They want to be able to do what they want to do when they want to do it and not worry about having to punch a time clock and go to a job. And so think about what your audience wants. Do they want easy? Do they want simplified? Do they want, what is it they want? Think about where you are. And oftentimes your audience is going to be an earlier version of you. So what prompted you to get interested in this particular topic? It could be that you had some struggles along the way, and now you want to help other folks that had some of the same struggles that you had. And so think about what would entice you to click on a blog. What kind of a name would register to you? So that's what I have for Noé. So think on those things and see if we come back around, if you'll get some aha moments out of our talk today. So thank you for being with us. And how about you? Can you turn your camera on, or would you prefer to stay behind the camera? Can you talk with us? Take your microphone, turn your microphone on so we can hear you. We'll wait just a moment in case Anne is looking for her button.
Yes, I have one. I've not yet started since we met last time.
Okay.
But I've realized one thing. I'm a postgraduate student of research. Yeah? And last time I asked about plagiarism, I cannot get writing without quoting someone. I don't know where to get the originality from. And I feel a blog is quite opinionated. And I would want to write because I'm also writing a book. I want to be an author, but I realize a blog comes first before for you to get your book selling. But I don't know what language to use in a blog. I don't know whether to write into bracket APS style 2017 or something like that. I don't know how you can help me because now researching at the same time I'm writing research articles, blogging just confuses me.
Well, have you ever journaled?
Not yet.
Okay. I mean, have you ever just in your daily life, you know, maybe growing up, did you ever keep a journal? Like today I went to the beach or today I did this or just journal your thoughts. That's a great way to get started blogging is to just journal on something that you know no one else is going to read, but it's going to get you writing and it's going to get you writing in your voice so that you don't hear these other voices in your mind that you're quoting from what you're reading. Now, there's nothing wrong with quoting someone. And when you're blogging, you certainly can reference someone. And all you need to do, if you found a great article that you want to write about that article, when you mention the article, just highlight it in your blog and put the link back to the original article. That's all you need to do if you want to quote someone in your blog, is just highlight the sentence where you quoted them and put the link. And all the blog platforms have an easy way that you can just highlight that sentence or that word or that name or that title, whatever it is you're quoting. And then there's a little link button where you find the bold and the italicized and all. There's a little link button and you click on the link and then you just put in the URL where to refer them back to that actual article. So quoting someone is not a problem. But if you're having a hard time getting a blog written because you don't feel that you have your own voice, start journaling first. Is that helpful at all?
Somehow it's helpful, but really the issue is how original am I? Because for one, I'm an educator and I want to blog about learning disabilities or disorders rather. But I've gathered experience over it, but I would want not to keep on quoting a doctor's perspective, but okay. From an experience of what I have when I'm dealing with adult learners and also teenage learners who have disorders. How can I go about it?
Well, a lot of times that's difficult when you're on that kind of a technical writing, because when you're writing about something that maybe a doctor has written or something that's out there in the medical profession, it's hard not to quote the same words and the same phrases. Now, if you're worried about plagiarism, that somebody's afraid you're going to have copied something, is that what you're worried about?
Yes, because that's why we quote all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, bear with me. I'm going to share my screen for just a moment. Okay. So hang in there. Once I share my screen, a lot of times you go away. I can see you along the side. Here's one. It's called Check My Paper. And you can see this right now. It's called customwriting.com. Check paper for plagiarism. You can actually, if you write something, you can paste what you write in here and it will tell you how original it is or not. Okay. So let me see if I can find one that I did. Here's one that I started writing and you can see that I actually have quite a bit. I'm trying to see if I can get it to copy here. And again, it's not about the contents that I've written. I'm just going to copy this and I'm going to go over here. And I'm going to paste it here. And we're going to check it. And it's thinking. And again, I'm in this customwriting.com. You can see the URL here on my screen. And it says that I am 73.7% unique. Because see, some of the phrases in here, the ones that are highlighted, somebody else has used those phrases, but those are such common phrases like grieving and the relationship and your grieving process. We hear often about the grieving process. So of course there are several articles out there across the internet that use the phrase the grieving process. So you can see that it might this custom writing plagiarism is telling me that's not an original phrase, but it's a common phrase. And so I feel comfortable using it because how else are you going to say the grieving process? How many ways can you say that? And so if that's what you're worried about, you can use a program such as this and see what the uniqueness is. And then it even tells you here where somebody else may have used that phrase. It'll tell you on the website. So then if you simply want to reference that, so that you're not accused of plagiarism and you say, okay, I'm just going to reference any phrases that are duplicates that are in this article. I'm just going to reference it back to this article. So that's a great way around that. I'm comfortable here if this is 65% or better. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable here if this is 65% or better, and this is at 73.7. And again, when I look at what they're telling me, it's the phrases that like processing grief and your grieving process and help heal, allow yourself to go through the pain. These are phrases and sentences that are used often when you're talking about this particular topic. And so I don't know if that is helpful at all, but there are programs out there that you can kind of test and measure what you're writing to make sure you're comfortable that it's more original. But again, if you start journaling, and just writing off of the top of your head, as they say, and if you're just journaling, you're definitely not copying anyone else because you're not even looking at any other material while you're writing. Just write in a journal and then maybe go back and put that into a blog post. Is that helpful at all?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you.
And Anne, where are you coming to us from?
I'm from Kenya, East Africa.
Okay, very good. And you say it's about 6 p.m. in the evening there, about 6:30 now.
It's 6:30. Yes. We're almost sleeping. That's why you can see my background is a bit dark because the night is already in.
Okay. Yes. Because we are at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time here in Ohio.
Yeah.
So welcome. Thank you for being with us.
All right.
Now, Ruby, she says she can't do her camera. Now, her microphone is off, but I think she said her microphone was not working. So she says she can hear us, but her computer monitor doesn't have a camera, so she'll have to type anything. She's not blogging yet. She's doing research on how to blog and gather information for her content, and she'd like to write anything about holistic health and healing. And so, Ruby, again, I would say choose a platform, list everything you want to write about, you want to blog about, see what the common thread is in all of your topics, and don't be shy. Sometimes you say, I want to write about going to the beach, Well, you can do that in a holistic health and healing blog. You can write about going to the beach as long as you kind of slant your blog toward your holistic health and healing topic. And so you can write about all that. So list everything you want to write about, see what the common thread is, and then that's where you want to get your name for your overarching message. That's where you want to put that into your name, whatever that common theme is. Again, for me, I was doing all of this passive income, and then the common theme was everybody wanted to have freestyle living. They wanted to have freedom. And so freedom became my overarching theme, financial freedom. So once you have that, then go with the platform and it's okay. Do your best, pick the platform that works the best for you in the price point that you can afford currently, and click the button and get started. Okay. Now I like plug and play. If you've not picked a platform yet, I like the plug and play ones. I like the ones where you can drag and drop and not have to actually have any computer skills. Now, Noé may not have to worry about that because he's into programming. But for me, I didn't want to have to worry about how I was going to upload a picture or how I was going to make it look. So I chose a drag and drop platform. I'm on HostGator, which is always, whenever I do my research, it's in the top five. And if you go to my website, kathybinner.com, and again, here's a perfect example. I'm monetizing my blog. If you go to kathybinner.com to my resource page, you actually can get a discount on HostGator. And that's an affiliate link for me. See, so that's one of the ways that I am monetizing is by offering the HostGator to you for a discount. And then I also get compensated for that. So I, again, I have to announce that when I mention HostGator, but I love HostGator. It's easy. Sally's on HostGator. Sally, do you agree? It's pretty easy.
Yep.
Yep. It's pretty easy. Once you choose your theme that goes with your message, then it's just drag and drop. You just click, drag it over and drop it in. And so it's very easy to blog and you don't get hung up spending hours. If any of you have ever done your own website or several of you that may have been on different platforms already on blogging, you know what it's like to kind of get stuck in a loop and you can't figure it out and you need some help and you don't know where to turn without spending a fortune to get some help. So drag and drop, plug and play, those are my favorites. So once you get started then, and pick your theme, that kind of customizes it and brands it for you. And then just start writing. And you don't have to publish on all of those platforms. You can write several blog posts before you ever hit the publish button. And so if you go, okay, I've got it written, but I don't know if I'm happy with it yet. I don't know if I want my audience to see it yet. You can kind of sit on that and you can even write several and see how it comes together. Here's what I want to tell you. And here's a tweet for you. Okay. You have to start first and clarity comes second. Starting comes first and clarity comes second. So if you're sitting there waiting to get clarity before you start, it's never going to happen. Because starting comes first and then the clarity comes second. And so you have to start writing some blog posts. And then once you get two or three written, then you look at what you've written and you go, oh, that's not where I wanted to go with that, because you have more clarity. You're thinking, oh, I need to go more toward what my message is on how I'm going to monetize this blog. And so starting comes first. And so anyhow, she says she's also has a computer challenge and that there's a little fear of starting. So again, you don't have to publish. Just pick a platform, start writing your blogs and putting them on there. You don't have to hit the publish button up in the corner that makes it live out there on the internet. And you can even save that URL, the one that's not published, and you can even have some friends and family take a look at it first if that makes you feel more comfortable and get some feedback. You know, what do you think of this blog? Yeah, she said, my husband told me one day in total exasperation that I gave clarity way too much importance. Absolutely. Imperfect beginnings is better than never being out there. Okay. So just start. It's okay. And again, you don't have to hit the publish button until you're ready. So, good topics there. Very good. Linda, how about you? Can you hear us and see us and all that? Oh, I forgot to ask Ruby. Where are you coming to us from, Ruby? I forgot to ask you that. I'm looking through our chat to see if you mentioned that. Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Okay, Linda, how about you?
Hi, I'm in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And I'm off camera. I am sick today. So I am just glad I can attend. And we're just going to take things a little at a time. And that's good enough. But my blog is not launched yet. But I have a lot of moving parts going on. For some of you that don't know me, my coaching practice kind of evolved into a course called the Legacy of Love Project. And I help people create their perfect end of life plan so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden. And we do it in small, manageable steps that can fit in around the edges of a really busy life. And I'm working with my founding members right now. Just had a wonderful call last night. And it's just so gratifying to see the insights that they're achieving already in these early weeks. And because I have lived in fear and overwhelm, my goal is to help them not experience that. And it's exciting to see my materials coming together that will help them gather their information without being, you know, without the thud factor of like a big IRS packet or something, where we're going for a whole different experience. So that's front burner, but it's actually a part that's underneath my overarching umbrella of abundance and living well and what matters. So I have the domain ichooseabundance.com, and that is what my blog will be under, and I'll cover financial freedom, getting clear on what matters and putting those things front and center, not letting them be trampled by what's urgent, going with what's important. And the Legacy of Love Project will be an important part of that as well. So that's kind of where I am at the moment.
Linda is the perfect example of what I've been teaching, because she found her overarching message is living in abundance. And so now she can create all of her other products and services that comes under that umbrella. And so that's going to be her blog name, because that is her overarching message. And so now she can blog about a ton of things underneath that topic. Can you see that? She can go in a lot of different directions there. And so if something is really heavy on her heart that she feels she wants to share with her tribe, she can simply put it under that umbrella, because it encompasses so much. Now, what she's talking about, her Legacy of Love Project, we have another course, and it's a 5-day challenge course where you can create a 5-day challenge, a 5-day mastermind, a 5-day masterclass. It's something in fives, because again, technically, after somebody's been with you 5 times, they miss you. and so that's kind of the psychology behind 5 sessions. And Linda is right now in her first 5 sessions of her Legacy of Love Project with her founding members. So kudos to you, Linda. Your message is incredibly important. I don't know if anyone else on the call has had to, I'll say, muddle through the death of a close family member, and you've been front and center having to sort out all of the back end of what goes on. But that's why her message is so important, because we don't know. And of course, you know, when I went through it with my parents, you know, I remember saying, why don't they teach us this stuff? Well, here's Linda. She's teaching you this stuff. So good job, Linda. Perfect.
Thank you so
I love
much.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah, the message is so important. So important, because you don't have time to grieve. You're up to your ears in financial decisions. Sometimes at that time, and you don't even have time to really embrace, your family that's coming together and the whole grieving process. And so it's just such an important message. So Linda, thank you for following your heart and starting. And I'm sure even now, are you finding that you're getting more clarity in your challenge with your tribe, with your founding members, because you've started? Are you finding that you want to add some stuff or change some stuff now that you're involved already?
Well, the beauty of the founding member, you know, process is that you do want to remain very flexible and malleable and open to serendipity. And so, like, if people ask you questions that you hadn't addressed yet in your course content, well, how about that? We need to get that addressed, because this is what comes to mind in the people that you're serving. So you want to incorporate that. So it's good. And of course, the accountability piece is like, you get the thing launched. Well, you know, now it's on you to make the thing happen. And so that's not to be discounted, the accountability. But, you know, just that sense of burden that I needed to bring, you know, to these folks. We had just such an excellent session. And it's thrilling to see that already their lives and the lives of their families and their children are already changing. I'm over the moon.
I love it. I love all of that. That is just perfect, Linda. Thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful testimony to getting started first and getting clarity second. Now your blog can do the the same thing, because on most of these blog platforms, there is a section that someone can comment on your blog. So pay attention to that. If somebody comments, pay attention, because that could be the fact that they took the time to make a comment tells you that they're interested in your material. And if they have a question, or if they misinterpreted something you've said and they're taking it in a different direction, then you can ask yourself, is this something that I didn't address? Should I address this particular topic or subject or thought process where this person is going? Because just like back in school, they always told us there's no stupid question. If you have a question, chances are several other students in the room have the same question. They just weren't brave enough to ask it. And so if somebody mentions something in a comment on your blog, chances are several people are thinking the same thing, but that one person took the chance to actually voice that. So pay attention to those, because that can help you perfect and help you get more clarity as you're writing. So I love that. So today, what I want to talk about very briefly is monetizing your blog. And one of the biggest, easiest, fastest ways to monetize your blog is with affiliate links. And affiliate links are wonderful because, number one, the affiliate gets to use your audience, which if you're new, you may not have a big audience yet, but you get to use their audience, okay? And so affiliate links are a wonderful way to share audiences with each other. And so by having an affiliate link, oftentimes it gives the person clicking through on the affiliate an advantage, and then it gives you an advantage. Just like when I mentioned HostGator as a platform. And if you go to my website, go to my resource page, click through on HostGator, you get a discounted price. So it's a benefit to you, but then I also get compensated. So it's a benefit to me. So it's a win-win. And so that's how that works. And so basically HostGator is using my audience. You know, HostGator says, we're willing to pay Kathy to do some marketing for us. And in exchange, you know, we're going to give her tribe all a discount. So that discount doesn't come from me. That discount comes from HostGator, because they see the advantage. Because then once you're on HostGator, you might decide to have an affiliate link, see? With HostGator. You're saying, I love this platform. I think I'm going to use them as one of my affiliates. So you can have a lot of affiliate links. So that's the number one way that you can monetize your blog post, is just have affiliate links. Now, have affiliate links that you believe in. Don't just start collecting affiliate links and then find out that somebody's message does not align with yours. Okay. Make sure it's a message that aligns with your message, because you want to keep the integrity in your blog, because that's what you're monetizing, and you want your audience to feel that integrity utmost. And so choose affiliate links that align with you. Now, one of the biggest affiliate link makers out there is Amazon. How many of us order from Amazon? Yes? Yes? Okay. If you order from Amazon, here's the sweet spot. You can go, and I don't know how many are Prime members or not. I don't think it matters if you're a Prime member, but if you go to your, open up your Amazon and scroll clear to the bottom, to the footer of the Amazon page, you'll see a bunch of little tabs down there. And one of them says affiliate, to be an affiliate. If you click on that and become an affiliate, they will give you your own code, your own link, so to speak. So then when you're blogging, and it could be anything that goes with your theme. For example, you know, I'm blogging about passive income. So maybe I read this great book. And one of the books that jump into my mind right now was the one about the 4-hour work week, because see, I wanted freedom. So I gravitated toward that book, the 4-hour work week. And so when I blogged about that, like, hey guys, I discovered this great book, and the author said this, this, and this. And then I put a link, and I used my affiliate link on Amazon for the book. And so I think I had something like 20 sales through my blog post. 20 people clicked through and bought the same book. They wanted to read the book too. Well, I got paid a commission for those 20 books. Here's the sweet spot. Are you ready for this? On Amazon, if they click through on your affiliate and there's the book that they wanted and they go, yep, add that to my cart. Do you, if you're on Amazon, you'll get this. At the bottom, it says people that bought this book also bought this and this and this and this and this and this. You know, they bought this bookcase and they bought this, you know, they bought these three other books. And And oh my gosh, if you bought the bookcase, maybe you need this rug to put under your bookcase. And oh, and if you bought the rug, maybe you need this chair to set on the rug. And next thing you know, people are ordering. Here's the sweet spot. If they went through on your link, you get paid for everything in that order, not just the book. You get paid for everything in that order, not just the book. Now, that's the upside. Here's the downside. With Amazon, you have to have an order come through every, don't quote me, I'd have to look up to see what the current is, but I think it's something like 60 or 90 days. And if you don't have somebody click through on your link every 60 or 90 days, your link goes away. Well, the problem with that, the biggest problem with that is that you have used that link on maybe a year's worth of blogging. So now if you go in and get another link, you've got to remember to go back and update your link because now your first link is broken. So that's the downside. You have to get an order in there. And Amazon does not want people abusing that, or else you'd tell your husband, you order off of my link, I'll order off of yours and we'll always have an active link. Well, Amazon doesn't want you to do that. So it has to be arm's length. So find a friend that does not have your address or your same last name and share links to keep your link active. It has to be arm's length. It can't be a family member or, you know, somebody because Amazon, again, they go through their computer system and it's all tested through their computer. And so, you know, if it's your Aunt Matilda that you're on Facebook with every day and, you know, and you have the same last name and you're in the same town, they might decide that's not arm's length enough. So choose someone, a girlfriend or a friend of yours or someone that's not connected to you in that way and share links. So anyway, that's a way to keep your link active so that your link doesn't go dormant and you don't end up having to go back and update all those blogs where you put your affiliate link. So Amazon is the easiest, fastest way to get started. And all you have to do is weave whatever it is that you're buying into your subject. I remember one day I was getting ready to do these Zoom calls and I thought, oh my gosh, I got to have a back screen. I got to have a ring light. I got to have all of that. And so I found on Amazon, I bought the whole set. And so I blogged about it and I said, you know, hey, I'm getting started. I don't know how many others of you out there are getting started doing this, but here's what I bought from Amazon and I love it. And here's how it works. And again, I put my affiliate link there and several folks went through and bought the same set that I did. And I got paid for everything that was on their order, not just that light set. So anyway, so that's number one is affiliate links. If you have an author that you're following, and many of us, you know, we do have authors that we love. A lot of them have a direct affiliate link, direct back to their website. So you can double check that. When in doubt, go to a company's website and just search within their website if they have an affiliate program. And many of them do, and you're just not aware of it. So if it's something that, you know, if you find something that you love, I don't know about you, but you want to refer people back there. You're like, oh, you got to buy this. This is great stuff. And so, you know, right away, if you're referring folks anyway, you might as well get paid to do it. And that's a great way to monetize your blog. Yes, Linda, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually just was doing that yesterday. I have three companies that are related to things that I refer all the time. And I wanted to get accounts set up. And one of them, I scoured that big footer at the bottom of their website, couldn't find anything about affiliates. So I actually called their customer service. And when I got a person, they were like, yeah, we do. They said, we almost never get asked about that, but we do have one. They said, let me give you the link. And so it's that simple.
Linda, thank you for that. And it is. I've discovered the same thing. Sometimes it's someone that I'm using on an ongoing basis, and I didn't even realize they had an affiliate. But so you kind of have to research that. So yes, thank you. Thank you for that. So that is a good point. So then what I do too then is on my website. And so eventually, if you don't have a website yet, and I'll talk a little bit about websites. We usually talk about this when we're in the platform stage on what platform you're going to choose. If you already have a website, your website may have a great blogging plugin already. And if it does, you can simply add a page to your website. And if it's got a great blogging plugin, you can then just use that particular plugin right on your website. You don't even have to go purchase another platform or look for another platform, and just put it right under your website and just name that page your overarching name. Okay. And let me show you that. I just want to show you how that might look. Bear with me here just a moment. This is my website. Here's my little hamburger up here in the corner. That's my menu. And so when it comes down, see, I have my podcast, Freestyle Living, and my blog, Freestyle Living. And so you can name it. These are all the different pages within my website. So if you already have a website, you might be able to do your blog right there in your website. Now, what I did, because the platform that my website is on did not have a blogging plugin. So when you click on my blog on this page, and I'll click on it, when you click on that page, it actually takes you out to HostGator. And then this is what my blog is getting, it's loading here. This is what my blog looks like. And it comes right off of HostGator. So my URL is actually thefreestyleliving.net. Okay. But if you did it right here on your website, for example, I'm going to look at the calendar just to show you what it looks like. The website would be whatever your website name is, /, and then the name of the page. And so then your blogging page. And so this would be the URL that you would advertise if this were your blog page. But mine goes out to a different platform because my website company did not have a blogging plugin. I'm trying to find another one that might keep you on the same page. Okay, for a speaker, if I go to the speaker, see, it's right in my website, and then it has the name of the page. So that would be the URL you would use if you're blogging or podcasting right in your website, if that's the platform you're using. So hopefully I didn't muddy the waters there. Hopefully I made that pretty clear. And so check your website first, if you have a website, to see if they have a blogging plugin before you go out and search for a blogging platform. Now, if they don't, or if it's too complicated, or if you're on WordPress and you're not a WordPress person where you have to design everything and buy the plugins and all of that, you might want to drag and drop just like I did with HostGator. And then when I created my page on my website, I just created the page to go directly out to HostGator. Now, I say that to say this, because when I share my website, what I want you to do when you're talking about, let me find it here again. When you're talking about resources, I have a resources page right here in my menu. So when I click on resources and it's loading, this is what my resources page looks like. And so when I scroll down to my resources page, here are all my affiliate links. See, so there's my HostGator. So these are all my affiliate links, and I put my affiliate links right on a resource page on my website. So for two reasons, you can blog about these and put your affiliate link in your blog. But if you're networking and somebody already knows you and they go, oh, Allegra, I've been reading your blogs and I've been on your website and I just love that so much. How can I get that? You can say, well, just go to my resource page. It's there. And it's just a second way to advertise those affiliate links. So you can advertise them inside your blog, but then you can also list them on a resource page. Or the tools that I use, or my favorite URL, whatever you want to name it. You see where I'm going with that? So it's an easy way. So ultimately, all of you that are blogging, when you're getting ready to monetize, ultimately you're going to want to have a website. Because think about it this way. It doesn't matter what blogging platform you have, because another way to monetize that blog could be selling actual products. You know, I have girls that sell candles. I have authors that sell coffee mugs. And then the coffee mugs have the names of their books on the coffee mug. And so if you have your biggest fan that has your entire book collection with you as an author, they might say, I want that mug. You know, even if I put the mug in my bookcase, I want that mug. So they actually have products that their audience can buy. Well, you might decide to go that route at some point. And as a matter of fact, I'm just right there. I'm at that point. Everybody is like, Kathy, you know, you need to have, you know, like a book bag, and you need to have, you know, just like a jacket and coffee mugs and ink pens. And I'm like, okay, really? And I hadn't gone there yet. But when I do that, see, I might use a site like Shopify or Etsy. Well, on my website, I can do the link to link, you know, it says, you know, shop items here. And when your audience clicks on that link on your website, it takes them right out to your Etsy page or your Shopify page or whatever platform that you're going to put those items on, if your website doesn't have a good shopping plugin. And so what I'm saying there is you have to have a place for all your audience to land, because when you start networking and you're out and about, because your message will get more and more clear. As you start, your message will become more and more clear. You'll get clarity. And so when you're out and about, even at Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or wherever you are, and somebody says, Sally, what is it that you do? You know, Sally's going to know what to say. She's not going to say, well, I kind of do these trips. And then I have some folks that do this. And then I have some folks that do that. And then, you know, and because again, she's going to have a lot more clarity the more she does this. And she's going to know exactly what to say without sounding salesy. I'm not talking about giving them a sales pitch. You know, I'm just, you know, people say to me, Kathy, what is it that you do? Well, I'm a passive income coach. You know, I help folks create income without having to punch a time clock. Now that doesn't sound salesy. But anybody that's interested in that's going to go, what? Tell me more about that. How can I learn more about you? See, then you can say, well, I have a blog if you want to, you know, or I have a podcast if you want to listen to some podcasts. I have a blog. Well, what happens then is they go, well, how can I get this information? You don't want to have where, well, here's my website. Here's my blog. You don't want to give them like 20 URLs, you know, over a Saturday night dinner. And so you want one place where all of that stuff can land ultimately, and that's going to be your website. And I recommend, if you haven't already, to create your website under your name, not under a company name. Now you can name your website on your homepage anything you want, but in the actual URL, because I can't tell you the number of people that I've wanted to refer, and I can remember them, but I can't remember what their company name was called, and I can't find them. So I have to Google their name first. I have to search for their name first, scroll all around and find their company name so I can get to their website. But anyhow, try to make it as easy as possible for your audience to find you. And ultimately, you're going to have that single website that's going to be where all of your audience will land. Does that make sense to everybody? So then from there, you're going to link out on those pages to your blog, to whatever else that you're doing. If you're going to, like Linda, you could have, you know, your 5-day challenge. You could have your podcast. You can have your blog post. You can have, you know, books you've written. You know, I know we were talking, oh gosh, who was it that, oh, Anne. Wanted to be an author, wants to be an author. You ultimately could have an author's page with, you know, all the books that you've written. And so all of that needs to come together in on one website, one platform. And so oftentimes though, if you don't have anything out there at all, like with HostGator, if I started with HostGator as my blog, I could have then used HostGator as my entire website and just kept a blogging page on HostGator. But I started years ago on a different platform that didn't have a good blogging plugin. And so that's how I ended up with HostGator as my blog. So I hope I didn't confuse everybody so much, but don't get so caught up in your platform. Just get started and let it happen organically. Let it come together. Start putting your blogs up there and seeing where they're going, because clarity will come. So hopefully that is helpful for everyone. We're getting close to the top of the hour. And I'd like to go around and ask everybody, if you had one big aha tip today, what is your big aha today that really stuck with you that you want to take as your next step? And Sally's been with me for a while. So Sally, I don't know if you've got any ahas. You've heard my spiel so many times. I don't know if you've got an aha.
Well, I do have. Okay,
but did you?
I do have like 3 or 4 companies that I could use as affiliate.
Okay.
That involve 4Ocean, Scoot Around, Special Needs Group.
So this goes right in line with what you're right. advertising to your audience, and you're often referring them anyway.
Yes.
Yes. And that would be a perfect affiliate for you. Yes. Good, 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 good. Allegra, how about you?
I was the one that actually said whose husband was exasperated about the situation with Clarity. So for me, it's that just get started and clarity will come. Just get moving.
Yes. Starting comes first. Clarity comes second. Yes, absolutely. Noé, how about you?
Yeah, let's get started first. That's the big takeaway. And also in writing, just hit the publish. Doesn't matter if it's not perfect.
Yes. First,
get some reactions and get some feedback. The only thing is you get a lot of spam feedback. So it's instead of just regular people who wants to read it.
Yeah. And oftentimes once you publish, you'll get a bunch of people trying to sell you something. So you kind of have to weed through some of that.
Definitely.
But don't overlook a good partnership opportunity in there. Even though you might consider it all spam, kind of take a minute to read through some of that, because sometimes there's a good partnership opportunity and you overlook it because you think they're trying to sell you something. So there's that. Okay. Ruby says, aha moment, just get started. Clarity will come. And Linda, how about you?
Actually, my takeaway ties in with what Noé just said, which is watching the comments, because it can be an opportunity to provide greater clarity or additional content. Oh, this is an idea for a whole nother article. But my question off of Noé is, if you get some of those goofball comments, are you able to edit them, delete them, hide them?
Sure. I can.
Yes. The answer is yes. It's just like, think about Facebook. If you make a post on Facebook, it's your post. You own that post. If somebody comments underneath your post, you are allowed to delete that because it was a comment on your post. You can't delete a comment on someone else's post. So if you've commented, but then somebody else under you comments on the original post, you can't delete that if it's not your original post. So just think about, and that's why they call it a thread. When they go, oh, you know, what's trending? What's the thread? The thread is if somebody makes they actually just make a post like today was a great day. And then Sally comes maybe under my post and says, yes, it was. And then somebody comes under Sally's and makes a maybe something obscene or whatever, and they make a comment. See, Sally can delete that because they commented on her post, on her comment. You see how it follows the thread. And so anytime you make a blog post on your blog platform, you are allowed to delete comments because it was your actual blog. You can't delete a comment on somebody else's blog, but you can delete a comment on your blog because you're the one that made the blog.
Well, I love knowing that I can kind of control. Mm-hmm. Because there are times where you just get people wanting to sell you cryptocurrency or whatever.
Right. And it has nothing to do with your subject. I get it.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's really easy to just have a moderation first, that it won't get published until you moderate it.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a great point.
And I do that on my social media groups, is that any comment or any new person joining it, I have to approve it. So I have that check marked on all of my groups on Facebook for that same reason. So I get to see it before it goes out there live. And that's the same on your blog, is that you can actually click the button to review comments before they go live. So hopefully that answers your question, but yes, you have total control over that, Linda.
Thank you. I love that.
All right. Anne, how about you? Any aha moments for today? Your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I just looked at some part of my book I wrote on custom writing. I'm so happy it's 100%. I was so happy to have something that is so quick. Yeah, but I'm really going to start by the end of this week. By Sunday, I should have a blog. Yeah.
Good job. I love that.
Yes.
Oh, I've loved the conversation today. Yeah. I hope that you found tons of value. We meet the first Friday of every month. And so we will be back again on January 6th. That's the first Friday in January, a whole new year. And we will be starting from the top. We start with your blog name. And so everyone's homework assignment, if you've not launched a blog yet, is to list everything you want to talk about. List all the stuff that you're passionate about. And don't hold anything back. Put it all in one long list. And then look through your list and find a common thread through all those things that you listed. And if you can't find a common thread, if two or three seem way out, then back up a little bit. What is a bigger overarching umbrella? And I'll give you an example. I wrote down for passive income, I love long-term rentals, short-term rentals, mid-term rentals. And I said, oh, this blog's going to be about real estate, because that was my three things. Well, then I kept writing. Well, I like blogging. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's not real estate. Well, I could blog about real estate, I guess. And then I thought, well, I want to do a podcast. And I thought, okay, am I going to just podcast about real estate? And then, of course, somebody said, well, Kathy, how did you get your business off the ground? Oh, well, here's the things I loved. I love that. Here's how to build a better business. And I thought, well, wait a minute. You can build a better business. It doesn't necessarily have to be about real estate. And so as I kept making this list, I kept thinking, everything is about how to create passive income. So I said, okay, so my overarching thing is passive income. So I'm going to write about passive income. That's my overarching message, is passive income. So then I started thinking, what else could be passive income? You could write a book, you could monetize a blog, you could, have real estate, you could do, cryptocurrency, you could do all kinds of investing. And there's all kinds of things that come under passive income. And so then I asked myself, if passive income is the answer, here's the big aha. If passive income is the answer, what is the question? Because people were not calling me up saying, how can I have passive income? People were calling me up saying, how can I get financial freedom? I'm tired of having, being enslaved to the time clock and having this job. And I have all of these dreams of stuff I want to do, and I can't do it because, someday when I retire, maybe. And so the answer was passive income, but the question was, how can I have financial freedom? So that became my overarching message, was how to have financial freedom. So you see how I had to kind of reverse engineer that. So that's your homework assignment, is to list all those things and reverse engineer yours as to what your overarching message is going to be about. What is the question that you have the answer for? Okay, perfect. I love that everybody was on today. Thank you so much. And we will see everyone again on January 6th. So
happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to everybody. And any last comments or questions before we go? Nope, I think we're good then.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. And we'll see everyone next month.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.